at Georgetown.
It's like being in kindergarten.
Our trees.
20 minutes, we're done.
Let me just take the lead on that.
Hang on, we got a...
I want to throw a backwards wrench into things.
Okay.
If I can. The preservation of trees, right, either on the property, right, or in the buffer. How do we move towards, I think there are two different things, right? One would be, in the buffer, you have vegetation. Can there be something in there that says, hey, you should preserve that in the buffer? And then secondly, in the developing land, how do we encourage the preservation of trees? How do we get the language in the comp plan to encourage that when it comes time for ordinance writing?
So for the first point, we have a buffer area that someone will be removing trees for a certain use that would go in that space, correct?
Well, if it's in the buffer, right, I mean, and we keep bringing up the scorched earth, right? Mm-hmm. If it's in the buffer, is there language that can say, hey, maybe this should be an area and these trees should, or this vegetation should be protected because it does two things. If it's along a waterway, it act as a filtration system, mm-hmm. right? And it...
So I'm going to go back a handful of slides to talk about what a buffer is. And I think it's on this page. So buffers are strips of grassy land or thickly forested streamside areas, so it covers a range. And I think we talked earlier that it's anything from the grassy lands to the forest and everything in between. The goal of having the vegetation in the area is because the buffer is kind of like that in-between place between where things are happening and where the water is, and you want to create some protection or resistance as sediment or pollution travels through that area. So by removing that vegetation, you're opening that space up in a way that the quality of having a buffer there or the idea of that buffer being in place kind of is diminished. So if you want to strengthen it through ordinance, you could have a replacement program set up that vegetation that happens to be removed from a buffer needs to be replaced at a certain ratio or a certain intensity that would allow that buffer to continue to function in the
what
way
about
it was
just the preservation of?
It can be preservation. If there is no preservation language in place, you would probably start there. And then if it is softened in any way because of changes to development based on property rights or other things, you would then have some sort of contingency built in to say, okay, well, if that happens, then you need to do this too.
Okay. And what about on-site?
Well, then you're getting into kind of a different area that's more economical because if you're going to, say, put a development in a forested area, the cost of maneuvering equipment and bringing in material and constructing whatever is being put on that land is increased if you're working around, let's say, existing trees. So a lot of developers like to remove whatever is obstructing them, go in and install the infrastructure that's needed, the development that's there, and then come back and then maybe plant some new trees in its place. They're usually younger, they're usually not as many, but it's kind of like some sort of compensation for what was removed. You can strengthen that as well. You can say, for an area that originally had a lot of forest, that is now going to be turned into a development, you'd want to increase the number of trees that have to be planted if those trees are cleared after that development goes in. Or if you can find a way to offset the cost, either through the construction practice or by, you know, limiting the impact to the potential homeowner, for the construction of a development that has to work in and around these trees, that would be another way to do it too. And I don't know what that would be.
How about just the encouragement of if the open space could be the trees, And that, you know, if you had a area that was half tree and half open, right? And you left the tree area as the open space and developed on the other, is there?
It depends on how that forest and, you know, those trees are within the parcel, where other constraints might also exist on the parcel in terms of what, where land can be developed right now that is not part of a density calculation. It's not part of what is included in terms of what is developable. So that would be more of a
community design.
Well, a little bit of both. It would be conservation mixed with community design to say, you know, your home could back up against a grove of trees. And that would be an incentive for a developer to say, well, my development has this amenity that we took into account when we built your home or your place of business, and it's a benefit. And maybe the cost is a little higher for that, but the benefit is you have old growth trees as opposed to a sapling in your front yard.
Well, I think it gets difficult with on-site, but I just wonder if there could be something for the buffer requirements that, you know, and I understand moving equipment around, you're on site, you got to, you know, I'm building houses or putting developments in, you know, I can replace them. But in the buffer, that's not where you're building a house, and that's not where you're moving equipment around. Is there any language in here that would help with that?
Yeah, we can identify some sample ordinance language that can be made into a strategy that you would consider, and we would review it with you. And if you like it, then that could be something you can revisit later when you get at the implementation stage.
I don't know if there's any fortitude for the council to look at that.
I was going to say, if anybody else wants to, and my reading was Burton.
What did he say?
God.
Whatever he's talking about, is right.
Let's move on. In the buffers. We've already gone.
No support.
We've all
zero.
We've already gone by this once.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, I'm just kidding. Mike, my request is, could he go over that one more time? We're all on board.
You're asleep.
We're all over here noodling.
You guys are going to get better at that.
We're okay with what he said. I'm just
having a little fun.
Trying to lighten things up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go on one more word here. What's improved wildlife habitat mean? Means more of it?
No, we've gone
past
it.
Yeah.
We're done with buffers.
Yeah, I just brought this up as an example of what buffers can.
We've got to have more deer people hunt, that kind of stuff, whatever.
Well, I want to sort of tell you what really happened in real life.
Oh, none of us know. Thank God he's here.
I've got deer crossings that come along and cross the ditches, and they seem to cross the same place all the time. And what they're doing, they're roading and running them and cutting them. And topsoil runs right into the ditch, and actually makes it worse by having more deer and improving the habitat. I don't think habitat really fits the place where we had it on there.
Okay.
Maybe what you can do is talk to DelDOT and get some of those deer crossing signs they got.
In fact,
keep moving them down that ditch, those deer across different places.
You find out when you hit one of your car.
All right, yeah, they should move those deer crossing signs where there's less traffic.
Mobile deer
crossing signs.
All right.
So I think we're on to next steps.
Yes, we are.
So the next meeting is Tuesday, May 1st at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Correct.
So I was thinking we could follow up on the changes we made to conservation,
sure,
and then get into community design chapter.
So the next meeting is the 25th.
No.
No.
It is May 1st.
Oh, we're moving it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's, yeah. Sorry.
For an afternoon.
Yeah.
We're saving money.
I got moved a while ago. Sorry.
Well, yeah, we have a morning session only that day, so we're going to do it.
Yep.
We're going to do it afternoon.
In place of public hearings.
Excellent.
Probably like 1-ish
combined. We do 1 o'clock.
We start at 1 o'clock.
We're going to
all
save
right,
money.
And then we'll review what we've talked about today.
Yep.
And any changes you're going to bring back to us or recommendations, and then mm-hmm. move on to whatever's going to be next.
Okay. Community right. design.
And when is Secretary Skuse?
He comes in
the following
ninth. Okay. So it's going to be May 1st and May 9th.
Okay.
Are the next two meetings.
So nothing on Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I take this back?
No.
They wore it back for you. How come you?
Mr. Lawson.
We have comments. What we address them at the review?
If you so choose, yes. Because they were submitted to everybody for their, for your review and consideration.
We're going to review them with the secretary?
No. There was an email that came out from Janelle that had Denrec's comments for items they wanted included in the plan.
Yes.
And we weren't sure when.
Are those things in the plan, Todd, or not in the plan?
There were indirectly referenced, but they have specific recommendations regarding surface waters and wetlands. For instance, considering establishing a 50-foot setback on freshwater wetlands as unsubdivided open space with no portion of a building lot within the setback. You know, specific recommendations here.
Okay.
We could elevate that to a higher strategy.
I was going to say, is that, are those things more in the ordinance side of it, or?
At that level, what I just read, yes. So we could make sure that strategies either cover
they
this
don't
now,
exist now, we could.
And if we check those boxes, then
sure. If they said it to us,
and
we need to address
it. And I think a lot of the changes we made today, we got rid of the word title and just said wetlands.
Right.
Yeah,
so that
that's what
should
that
help address some of those comments as well.
Okay. We can make sure that we go review this on the first, that we can make sure we talk about those things.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And Mike, can I just make a comment with the Secretary of Agriculture coming?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make it sound like it's just all my idea. I would love to have any of you think for the next couple weeks, right, about how our current agricultural district is, and if there's anything we could do or any suggestions, leave it alone, improve it, or do whatever. Anyway, so we have a conversation, not just me and the secretary. I'd like to have anybody else who has some thoughts on.
I don't mind. I get word in edgewise with you, George.
Sam, it'll be your time. It'll be your turn to showboat what you know about agriculture and how we can preserve the long-term viability of it in this county, because it's so important. Correct.
Without you voting,
correct.
Without you voting, I don't know how the farmer would get along. Maybe.
I hate to be a guy at the beach trying to do something for you farmers, but I might have to be the man.
He wouldn't make. He wouldn't.
Anything
make,
else, John?
Wouldn't make about your regulations.
No, we're good.
More regulations, Sam.
Dale, you good?
I'm good.
Mr. Lawson, you good?
Take a motion. We adjourn.
Second. We're going to adjourn. We're done.